thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, we all trust and hope that the Spirit of God will lead us in this life, and look while we anticipate and look forward to His growth in our life as we relate more to Him. God is so good, isn't He? Isn't He just wonderful? And I trust that you've been refreshed in the songs this morning, and put enthusiasm put into your life for God again, fresh and new. Well, the Holy Spirit, He's a large subject, and over the next 5 weeks, we want to give you kind of a taste and an overview of Him. He's probably and likely the most misunderstood person in the Godhead. And just to take a look at God, the Holy Spirit, in our lives, because the Holy Spirit is God Himself. He's equal to, He's a member of what we would describe as the Godhead. It's a way of describing the three in oneness of God. You know, the three are one God and share the same nature and attributes. And the Holy Spirit, being God, performs actions and possesses the attributes of the deity. And His personality is shown by the fact that His personal characteristics and that individuals may relate to Him as a person. If you look at our church website, and I know that you all do, and you all go through all the little links and everything in there. And if you look at our church website, when it says about and our beliefs, you'll read this about God. It says that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the three of them live in perfect flow and unity with each other. Genesis 1, verses 1 to 2 says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." And you see that the three of them were in cooperation, one God, but three individuals having a part in creation. We know that Jesus, according to Colossians, created the heavens and the earth. We know that the Spirit, according to Genesis 1 here, was hovering over the water and involved in it. And we know that God the Father was overseeing the creation. In Mark chapter 1, verses 9 to 12, it says, "At that time Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, He saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on Him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are My Son, whom I love, and with You I am well pleased.'" So we hear or see here that God's voice comes from heaven, the Father. And then we know that Jesus is on earth, Emmanuel, and we sung that name today. And then we have the Spirit of God descending upon Jesus on earth, the three again, one God, three persons. 2 Corinthians 13:14 says, "May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." Here Paul is having a benediction where he includes the three of them in the benediction. Now in 1 John chapter 5, there is a chapter here that describes Jesus on earth, but also showing that Jesus was indeed the Son of God and in a sense being God. And the verse 7 in the King James Version says this, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word," who was Jesus, "and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one." You see, this whole passage is about the gospel, about Jesus, God's Son, coming to earth and dying for our sin and bringing salvation to our lives. And in a sense, the paramount point of this passage here is that in biblical culture and in biblical text, that you always were being asked to have two or three witnesses about any certain event. And in this case, John uses the Godhead, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who are in agreement or testify to the fact that Jesus died for our sins and the gospel is real, and the gospel is God's love and message to us. In Acts 2:33, when the Holy Spirit is poured out upon the earth, it says, "God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, He has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what you now see and hear. So on the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit was poured out upon us in that day, then we know that the God the Father is the one who raised Jesus to life. And we know that the Spirit came upon Jesus, and now the Holy Spirit is coming upon all flesh. Now in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come upon people for specific tasks and to help and different situations. But in the New Testament, we know that the Holy Spirit has been poured out and indwells us as believers. And again, we had the worship team lead us in songs today that showed that relationship, that the Spirit of God lives within us and is dwelling within us. Now, Jesus, when he left the earth, he said, you know, that when he was ascending to heaven, he said, I'll never leave you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Well, if Jesus left the earth, then how could he say that he is with us? And we know that he also told us, when I go, I'll leave you the Spirit. I will leave you the Holy Spirit. And if the three individuals are God and they make one unified God, then yes, Jesus is still with us because the Spirit of God lives within our lives. In John 16:7, Jesus told the disciples, I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away. For if I don't go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. In chapter 14, verse 26, it says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. And once again, in John 15:26-27, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me, and you will testify also because you have been with me from the beginning. You see, three times Jesus in these passages calls out that the Spirit of God is called the Helper. And in the Greek, the Helper, or the Greek word parakletos, means calling to one's aid. He is a helper, an advocate, a counselor. So the Holy Spirit was given to us and was poured out upon us and is a seal in our lives because God was giving us someone to help us in our faith and in our life day after day after day. And the meaning of the word parakletos, or calling to one's aid, relates to legal counsel. You see, the Holy Spirit provides to us wise counsel as Christ's followers. And Jesus knew he was going away and that his followers, or that we, would need the Holy Spirit as a helper and an advocate to remind us of his teaching. Once again, if you were to scroll onto our website, which I know you do, we're under about in our beliefs, it says this, that after Jesus' ascension, God the Father and God the Son sent God the Holy Spirit to guide, give wisdom to, and empower those who would receive the free gift of grace through faith. See, the Holy Spirit is here on earth. He dwells in the church or in the people of faith, those that have come to salvation. You see, when we are saved, we're born again as the Bible describes it. And the Bible tells us that when we're born again and we're saved and we recognize we need Jesus' blood to cleanse us from our sin in order to have a relationship with God, the Bible tells us that when we do that, when we believe in Jesus and confess that, then the Holy Spirit seals us in our lives for eternity. And in the ancient world, a seal was a legal signature, attesting ownership and validating what was sealed. You see, the Holy Spirit is our mark of adoption as God's children. And Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to us so that we could be confident in our salvation. And just as you might, and this is a crude example, but just as an example, just as we might go and we want to buy a new vehicle, and we go and we put a down payment on the new car until all the paperwork's done and everything, or you know, we want to buy something and we go and we want to put a down payment on it so we can hold that so they won't give it away to somebody else. Well, the Holy Spirit is a deposit in our lives confirming the validity of Christ's message and that we belong to Christ. The Holy Spirit reminds us, gives us that identity that we are Christ, that we are His, that we are God's, and that we are saved. Ephesians 1, verse 13 says, "You also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory." The Holy Spirit has sealed your life in faith, and it is a guarantee that you have eternal life. You have an inheritance in God, that you'll never die, and you'll always have a relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You see, we sang this morning also that the Holy Spirit is within us, and the Holy Spirit is God's very presence in us. God is in us. Powerful. You know, we're not alone. Even sometimes in life when we go through valleys or we have a sense of darkness and we think we're all alone and nobody's there, yet the Holy Spirit is in us, so God has never left us or forsaken us. And He walks with us through the valley of the shadow of death. As Psalm 23 says, is that He walks with us. And yeah, we go through times when we need to learn to trust and to hope in Him. 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17 say this: "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? And if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy and you are the temple." That's our description. We're the temple because the Holy Spirit lives within us. And here they're talking about the church. As an individual, you are a member of the church, and as the church as a whole. When we are in faith, God lives in us. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 says, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own." You see, when we come to Jesus, we understand that He paid the price, that we were bought by His shed blood and His death and His resurrection. And so we are not our own anymore. We belong to God, and God's Spirit is in us. We are His. Now, this particular passage is great for this day and age of our world because it deals with the idea that the church should not be involved in any sexual immorality, that individually or corporately that we are pure and that we are holy before God. And in the context of our world today and the rampant misuse of the body for other pleasures, it's important for us to remember that God wants us to be set apart because the Holy Spirit is within us. That's why there's the progression of us of overcoming sin in our lives and becoming more righteous and more like God. That big word sanctification happening in us as we're slowly but surely God is changing and refining our lives to be beautiful before Him. It's because we're not our own. We have to look at it from the eyes that the Holy Spirit lives within us and that we would honor the Spirit of God in our lives. Romans 8, 10 and 11. "But if Christ is in you, even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you." What a powerful passage of Scripture. You see, we're not overcoming sin on our own because the Spirit of God is in us. And that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is in you and in me. So we have this resource where we allow the Holy Spirit to help us to overcome the weaknesses and frailties and the sins in our life. We don't have to do that in our own strength. The Holy Spirit is within us. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead, it's in you. It's in me. We've got to become more aware of that. I think we sang that, more aware of His presence. Romans 8, 9 says, "You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him." So if you've come to faith, You know that you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit, and you can have confidence that you are His, and that eternal life is yours, and that you have given your life to Him, and the Spirit of God is at work within your life. You know, let me just list a few things that the Spirit does in our lives that bring hope to us and bring strength to our lives and encouragement. You know, these things are active, and next week I'll go more into some of these things that God does for us. But let me just list some of these today. You know, the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. The Holy Spirit convicts us, shows us that we're not right with God. He draws us into salvation. Nobody can find God or find salvation except that the Spirit leads them. He seals us, as I talked about this morning. He makes us new and gives us eternal life. He's our helper. He's our advocate. He's our counselor. Who doesn't want a counselor like the Holy Spirit, God Himself, working in their lives every day? Because, you know, I hope you're like me. I need His advice. I need His counsel. I need His direction in my life all the time. He's a teacher. He guides us into all truth. We don't have to open up the Bible and try to interpret it on our own. The Holy Spirit shows us and illuminates God's Word into our being and understanding. He dwells in us. He fills us to empower us so we can live victorious. He's a source of revelation and wisdom. He gives us spiritual gifts. He helps us in our weaknesses. He intercedes to God the Father for us. And He sanctifies us or cleans us and changes us. And He enables us through that transformation to bear fruit in our lives. These are just some of the things. Isn't this amazing about the Holy Spirit, God, who dwells within us? These resources are all available to you and to me. Can you repeat a phrase for me real quickly here? Whether you're a group of people in the living room or you're all alone, everybody say this out loud. Repeat this after me. God is with me. Very quiet in the building here, the few here. Very silent all of a sudden. I heard their whispering. One more. He is inside me. That's the truth, folks. That's the Word of God telling us and showing us that God is with us. We're not alone. You know, I'm convinced in this season that God is calling His church, and you've heard this over and over again from myself and Pastor Tiffany, but I believe that God is calling us to raise the bar in our lives. It's not just about one aspect of our faith. It's about all aspects of our faith, and I believe that God wants us to recognize, to know, and to increase at the activity of the Spirit of God in our lives, that we don't just stay in a certain realm, but that we are filled constantly with the Holy Spirit, and we're interacting with the Holy Spirit constantly, and we're allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, to guide our lives, to bring victory to our lives in all ways and aspects of our faith, and that we're allowing the Holy Spirit to flow and work through our lives to touch others. Will you allow the Holy Spirit to be in your life in a sense of allowing Him to change and transform you? Will you allow Him to flow through your life and to allow you to be used for the kingdom of God as the Holy Spirit flows and uses your life for His glory? Will you open yourself more to the Holy Spirit? Will you allow Him? Will you invite Him into a greater depth in your life? Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is God. He's one of the three. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And God, in His wisdom, has given us the Spirit. Because He knows we can't do it on our own. We need His help. Let's pray. Yeah, God, thank You. I just love talking about the Spirit because the Spirit is alive. The Spirit is active in our lives. He dwells within us. He lives within us. What a powerful, powerful truth. What a knowledge. What a thing to grasp and understand today. And Holy Spirit, we thank You. We thank You for being with us. And would you stir up within us just again that awareness that you are with us, and that we would have this constant relationship in our life, so that when we're happy, we're just rejoicing with you, and when we're sad, we're reaching out to you to just lift us up, and when we need counsel and wisdom and understanding, that we would ask you, and we would partner with you, and we would allow you to use our lives, that God would be glorified in and through us. What a privilege. We just want you to know how much we appreciate and value and love you. And thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are God. Well, church, let's take a few moments here this morning. We're going to sing a couple of songs and just sort of sit in the presence of God again for a little bit here. And I just want to invite you to give an invitation to the Holy Spirit in these next few moments. Just to ask Him to open your eyes a bit more, that you can see His work in your life and His presence in your life. And if you dare this morning, would you ask Him to fill you more with His presence this morning, right now, wherever you are? I saw a video this morning. Maybe I'll show it to you in the next week or two. But it's from the Philippines. And it's a bunch of kids that they've gathered together in this place. Again, I can get the information for you. But it's showing about a minute clip. And what happened this morning, which I don't know if it's last night, whatever the time difference is here. But all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit came upon this room. And you see these children, these preteen kind of age kids, and they're all on the floor, and they've all been filled with the Holy Spirit, and they're all praising God, and they're all just consumed by the Holy Spirit. We need, as a church, in these times that we live in, to once again be filled with the Holy Spirit, that we would be empowered by the Holy Spirit, that God would just fill our lives with His presence to the fullness. And church, are you ready to receive what the Holy Spirit wants and desires to do in your life and in the life of the church? Let's hunger and thirst after righteousness, because God's promise to us is this: you will be filled. You will be filled. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to come more into our lives right now, in Jesus' name.
God, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. But then He became God for us. And now He's God in us. And He's been all of those things and will continue to be all of those things. And so hopefully you're encouraged by that. This next little while, Pastor Rich said we're going to be exploring and teaching and looking at the Holy Spirit. And so I would encourage you to get your Bibles out and just start reading Luke and Acts. Luke does a great job of looking at Jesus' humanity and His reliance on the Holy Spirit. And then Acts is, you know, the coming of the Spirit, the filling of the Spirit, the birth of the early church, and how that plays and works itself out. And so we'll be pulling from all scripture and looking at different places, but that will give you a great foundation to build upon as we just explore what that means for us. So, yes, I gave you homework. Be blessed. And, would God speak to you in the midst of that? So, Father God, we thank you that you're with us, that you never leave us, that you never forsake us. And yet, in the midst of that, Holy Spirit, you make yourself available to us, as Pastor Ridge said. And so would you just give us the courage to take what you make available, to give you more of ourselves, to draw nearer and closer to you. And this week, when we hear that still, small whisper, just that volume, that means we have to be close in order to hear. would we be obedient, no matter what that looks like? Whether that's being a help or a blessing to someone, whether that's starting the process of overcoming sin in our lives, whether that's picking up our Bibles and sitting in prayer just a little bit longer. Whatever it is, a word of encouragement from you, God, would we just hear your voice? Would we obey? And would we share it with those around us to help build each other up? We thank you for your love, Jesus. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Amen.